Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Now Brett steps in. Gossie's ready to pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Deep right field. There she goes. Home run. Home run by Brett. And the Royals lead 4-2. George Brett hit it in the upper deck off Gossage, and the Royals lead.
Boy, you can hear the silence there, that Yankee Stadium crowd, as George Brett is rounding the bases, that game three of the ALCS in 1980. Hey, we're going to give you an opportunity to win Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan tickets for the final time this week. When you hear that Seinfeld sounder and your caller number 7, you're going to win a pair of tickets to go see Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan at T-Mobile Center January 18th. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com.
Now joined here by George Brett, Royals Hall of Famer, Baseball Hall of Famer, Best Third Baseman Hall of Famer, all of those things, all in one. George, welcome to the show. We appreciate the time. How are you doing today, my man?
Well, I'm doing good, but I'm curious to hear what the Seinfeld deal is. What's he doing in Kansas City?
Yeah, him and Jim Gaffigan are coming January 18th. You want to go?
I might be in Arizona then, but if I'm in town, I mean, what does he do? Is it just stand-up comedy?
Yeah, it's like an hour stand-up. He'll do an hour, Gaffigan will do an hour. You'll laugh your ass off and have a good time.
Oh, sounds good. I love the show.
Yeah. George, I've got a free ticket. You can be my plus one, and I'll buy all the Coors Lights.
I don't know. I'm not going to fly in for it, but I don't know.
I've been
in New York right now. I love that intro that you do. I could hear that 100 times a day and never get.
Yeah, I've been let down in easier ways.
I hope I get to hear something like that tonight. Or tomorrow night.
You're rounding those bases in 1980. Do you still remember that feeling of rounding the bases? And like, I mean, you may be the only guy, you know, in the last 40 years to silence a crowd like that Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it was. Just the anticipation. I mean, it was so loud when I walked up and in the anticipation, and then so quiet when I touched home plate. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was an amazing feeling. It really was.
I mean, when you look at the rivalry too, George, 44 years since this thing has played, right? It's been a long time. And for you guys in the 70s, 44 years, right, my friend?
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Right? I mean, 44 years when you say it out loud.
Just think about this. If you're 39, years old going to the game tonight and you live in New York, you weren't even born yet.
Right.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's great. Absolutely crazy.
I mean, I wasn't even born for the first one. So, and I was one for the second one and two for the third one. So like, I have no recollection of this, you know?
Yeah.
But just getting back to playing the Yankees now in the postseason, how cool is this for this historical rivalry to kind of get revived again?
Well, I mean, you said it was 43 years ago. I mean, there's nobody playing on the game that was alive when that happened, you know. So, I mean, it's great. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me. And you go back to 76. I mean, how many years is that? Because I hit that home run in 80.
Right.
So some of the coaches weren't even born yet when all that stuff was going on. So I think right now there isn't a Royal-Yankee rivalry. I would love to start one right now, tonight or tomorrow. And, it's going to bring back a lot of memories. You know, I'd love to be here right now with Hal McCray and Frank White and Amos Otis and Willie Wilson and go out there and play, but unfortunately that's not going to happen. So, you know, we're going to have to score some runs. I know that our pitching's been great, and the pitching's been great in all the playoff games thus far. You know, you get your number one, number two guys going usually, and it's all been pitching matches pretty much but we're going to have to go up against one of their best and Gerrit Cole, and you know, Walk has been great all year, and then we get Cole Reagan again. So hopefully win one out of two here, if not two, and come back to Kansas City. It'll be amazing to me to see the crowds in Kansas City.
George,
it'll be amazing. It'll be just absolutely crazy. when the Yankees come back to town in October.
Sorry about that. George, I have to ask you this, though. Which hit felt better, that home run off Goose or that punch you hit Nettles with at third?
Well, the punch I hit Nettles at third hurt my hand a little bit. The home run I hit off Goose, I didn't feel a thing. I hit it right on the sweet spot of the bat and just heard a big crack. And like Goose, I mean, he and I have become really good friends over the years. Obviously, never said a word to him the whole time I played against him. But since then, 40 years have gone by, and we, he comes to Arizona every year, and we have mutual friends. We play golf together. We have dinner together. We laugh. But he said that's the loudest crack of the bat that he ever heard in his life. So it was one of the farthest balls I ever hit in the most meaningful time in my career.
Talk with George Brett here on 96.5 The Fan. And, Dusty brought up the punch to Nettles. I've watched that I don't know how many times this week. It's still remarkable to me that nobody was ejected during that. You guys, punched each other, dusted each other off, shook hands, and went on with the game. In today's game, you're not seeing anything like that.
No, I mean, you'd get suspended. I didn't even get fined. He didn't even get fined. It was just, it's crazy. And, I've seen some lead-ins to this, trying to build up the Royals-Yankee rivalry. And I saw they showed Hal McCray sliding into Willie Randolph at second base. They showed Greg Nettles not even sliding, just knocking Frank White on his ass at second base, breaking up a double play. And they show that. And it just shows that back then the game was a lot different. You can't even run over catchers anymore. We used to do that all the time, mm-hmm. But that's the way the game was played. And it was really played at a higher level when we played the Yankees, especially in playoff time, because it means so much. We didn't like them. They didn't like us. You were out for blood. Lou Piniella was a teammate of mine when I first came up. And I remember there was a play at third base in New York, and the throw, Lou was going first to third on a base hit to center field, and the throw was about 5 feet wide towards the outfield. I went over and got it. It was about 2 feet wide. I wasn't even standing on the base. I wasn't even going to try to tag him. And the next thing you know, he slides into third, and a spike's come flying out sideways to try to spike me. And he and I were teammates, but that's the way the game was played, and I would love to see that intensity today from both teams. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
George, what do you like about the Royals in this matchup versus this Yankee team that does have, of course, it's just a juggernaut of a lineup. It's 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2020. It's the same Yankees team, but you'd take in a Royals team that's a surprise to the league, but maybe not a surprise to George Brett.
Well, they are very resilient. They haven't swung the bats well in the playoffs thus far. We've scored 3 runs, but we're able to win 2 games. And we all know the Yankees can hit home runs, and they got Judge and they got Soto. And we just got to, if we can score some runs early, I think we'll put them back on their heels a little bit. I think when we start scoring runs, we run the bases better. We steal more bases. But when you're not scoring runs, it's kind of hard to be that aggressive on the bases. But if we could score a couple runs early today, I think you're going to see a lot of guys relax, come out. And the way I look at it, there's so much pressure on the Yankees, and there's no pressure on the Royals. There's none. We won 56 games last year, lost 106. We just beat Baltimore, who won 101 games last year. I don't know how many they won this year, but just beat them twice, and now we come into Yankee Stadium. And I'll say this honestly. I was praying that we would get a chance to play the Yankees somehow, get in that matchup or that pool where we wouldn't have to play Cleveland or Detroit. We got to play the Yankees. I'm cherishing every minute. I'm going to the workout today at 2:00, and I'll be there to the workout, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of media there, and they're going to be going crazy. But I like our chances. I really do, just because the team plays one out at a time, one pitch at a time. They don't get down when things are going bad, and they've been pretty resilient all year long. We've had 2 long losing streaks of 6 and 7 games. But besides that, they've played competitive. They're a great defensive club, and they got great pitching in the bullpen. I mean, God, the bullpen has been so good. Mm-hmm. And, walk a go 5 or 6, and they got so many options out there in the bullpen to go to. And I'm just kind of looking forward to the series here in New York.
I think the Royals match up great with the Yankees, George. I think the starting pitching for the Royals has just been superb all season long. Like, it has been as good as you can get from a consistency standpoint, maybe better than anybody else in baseball. And back to your pressure point, I think there's more pressure on Aaron Judge to win in New York, more so than there is on maybe any other athlete that I could ever remember, because Judge wears that C. He's never led his team to a championship. And unless you do that in New York, you're not considered great. And I just think Aaron Judge is playing with the weight of an entire city on his shoulders. And when you have that weight on your shoulders and that pressure, it doesn't always work out good, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, the Yankees were in the playoffs last year, weren't they?
No, they were not. They were in 2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago, but he did not have a good series.
Right,
did he?
Right.
Yeah, he did not, because I heard something or read something somewhere that the pressure's on him because he had a terrible playoff series the last time they were in it. I don't know if it was last year. You know what's funny about baseball? They make it so hard to follow it now because there's no box scores in the newspapers. And in order for you to follow, you got to click on things every day. And I click on the Royals, and I don't have the interest in a lot of other teams
right.
to really click and see. But it would be so easy if they had box scores in newspapers. You could just scan down them all and, oh, let's see how the Yankees did. Let's see how the Red Sox did. Let's see how the Twins did. You know, there's always people on every team that I kind of like to follow. But it's too hard. You know, it's like the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode when Larry doesn't leave a tip to the guy in the club. And the guy, you know, because it went up to 18%.
That's right, right.
And he didn't leave the extra tip. I don't want to do math. Well, I don't want to click on all these games, you know?
Right.
Just let me open the sports page, scan down, and see what happened. They make it too difficult to follow. So I don't know. I couldn't even tell you the starting lineup for the Yankees, but I can tell you the Royals, and the Royals, their defense is so good. I mean, it's unbelievable. And like I said before, the bullpen has come out of nowhere. I think at the start of the season, the bullpen has been complete. There's only two guys in the bullpen that were there in the start of the season. Only two guys. And the rest of them have come up. But, you know, Bubich came up. Lynch has been back and forth. Lynch has been great. Bubich has been great. Angel Zerpa's throwing great. The new guy, Erickson's doing great. It's just unbelievable. And I got a feeling Brady Singer's going to be out there because he's not pitching. You know, he'll be in the bullpen tonight.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow night. I keep thinking the game's tonight.
Yeah, because we've had too many days off already, you know?
Well, that's what happens when you sweep. You get days off.
Yeah, that's right.
The Yankees are already using that as an excuse, though. They're like, we're only going to play one game in 9 days. And I'm like, all right, you're already building in the excuses for why the Royals are going to beat your ass.
I hope it shows, too. I hope it shows.
George, an honor for you tonight. I hope tomorrow. See, now you got me saying tonight, man. I'm with you, man. I'm juiced up for this. I think I'm just going to put eye black on my powder blue Royals t-shirt and put a little pine tar a little too high on my Coors Light can and just watch the game Saturday night.
Well, at least you're drinking the right brand.
That's right, man. The Silver Bullets. I'll do Miller Lite. I'll do Coors Light, but it's you. So.
Funny. You know what's funny? I went out and had dinner last night. JJ took the baseball staff out to dinner. People in the front office, we had a nice steak dinner. I get there and I go, I'll have a Coors Light. No, we don't have Coors Light. I go, you've got to be kidding me. Oh, my God.
So would you go with wine?
Yeah, I went with wine, yeah.
Yeah. What's your what's George Brett's favorite cut of steak?
I kind of like the strips. Ooh. I like a strip. My wife and I split a strip last night. That's what we've been doing lately. We've been, you know, because you get those big old steaks. We just split them. Give us we share a steak and it's, get up in the morning, I don't feel as bloated and, feeling better. My jeans are fitting better. My pants are fitting better. And it's easier to tie my shoes. So it's been great.
That's how you know you're getting old, George, because Jen and I are the same way. We'll just share something, right?
Exactly.
I don't need this whole meal.
We shared a salad last night and we split a steak. It was great.
It's fantastic.
That's right.
All right.
And you know what? And you know what's crazy? The Royals were buying. I could have got the biggest one in the house. Yeah. They wouldn't even have known.
I know. You should have done that. We've been there before.
Yeah,
and done
I should
that.
Have. Yeah. But, you know, let me see. Who was ordering the wine last night? Who was Renee? Rene Francisco was ordering the wine. He picked out some good wine, so it was good.
Good. Dusty asked me this earlier, and I'm going to ask you this. Would you rather have Bobby Witt on your teams in the 80s, or would you rather be on this team with Bobby Witt?
I'd rather have Bobby Witt on my team in the 80s.
Yeah, I figured. I knew it. I knew it.
Yes.
I also have a vision. It's going to be so hard for you tonight not to want to put the uniforms on and go out there tomorrow night, and go out there and just
tomorrow
play.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he would... I mean, Bobby Witt, he's just a special once-in-a-lifetime player. I mean, it's incredible to watch him. And you know what's crazy is every team circles the guy in the lineup. This guy's not going to beat us. We can't let this guy beat us. And I guarantee you, Baltimore circled his name and said, he will not beat us. We'll pitch around him if we have to. And sure enough, he drives in the only run of the game, the first game, and hits the go-ahead RBI in the second. It's just mind-boggling to me. But he's got a knack. He's got a knack to do something special, and he's a very poised kid for his age, and God, is he good. He is so exciting to watch.
Should the Royals wear powder blues tomorrow night?
Oh, gosh. It would bring back some good memories. Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be great. Yeah.
All of a sudden they come out and they in those.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Uniforms.
Oh, yeah, my God. Cool. So with the elastic waistband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have those, you can eat any kind of steak.
The elastic, I hated those things. if you have a little roll on the side, your waistband always flipped over.
Oh. Yeah, you definitely were sharing a steak three ways with the elastic band.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, George, well, thanks for the time. Enjoy the game tomorrow night and everything that comes with it, and try not to strap up on the uniform and get on the field. I would want to see that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might put something on and go out for practice today and kind of shag or something in the outfield. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. See you, George.
Okay, pal. Shit.
Talk to you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.